The examiner carefully inspected the unsigned book of poetry, entitled Occasional Verses, Moral and Sacred. It was suspected that the hymns and poems contained in it were the work of a certain minister from 18th century England, but there was little evidence to confirm this theory. His suspect was a third-generation pastor in the 1700s who had worked very closely with John and Charles Wesley. He later separated himself from the Methodist community to begin his own church, but a friendly relationship was maintained. In spite of their close fellowship, the home-educated minister never felt adequate to deliver a sermon in the presence of the famed John Wesley. So he decided he would not preach whenever Mr. Wesley planned to be in attendance. During one series of meetings, however, John Wesley trapped the unsuspecting pastor. While preaching, Mr. Wesley noticed that his unwilling friend was among the people in the audience. Without giving prior warning, Mr. Wesley announced before the entire congregation that his former associate would present the message on the following morning. Obliged to preserve Mr. Wesley's good word, the surprised minister found himself in the pulpit the next day. As the clever John Wesley sat back to enjoy the teaching he had long endeavored to hear, the pastor in the pulpit explained to the people that he had not come expecting to preach and was not really well prepared. Nevertheless,